Hello, welcome to the Weekly Insurance News Wrap. I am Paige Estritori on behalf of Financial Services Online, Tuesday, the 21st of October, 2025. Today, we consider some pressing issues concerning the insurance industry in Australia. Leading the roundup is a significant development from the Insurance Council of Australia, calling upon legislative action to amend the country's liability law. There is a rising concern regarding surging insurance costs, particularly impacting live music venues and festivals. The Council's new white paper attributes the costs escalation to state civil liability laws. These laws, unaltered for a quarter of a century, are now exacerbating sector expenses, necessitating a hard look at the nation's tort law. The proposed reforms aim at redefining dangerous activities, curbing claim farming, and reassessing limitation periods. The consequences of inaction are severe, with the Nighttime Industries Association warning of economic fallout that can reach a staggering $188 billion. Switching gears to the recent performance of local insurance companies, a surge in profits has been reported, despite the increasing costs plaguing venues. The record after-tax profit is pegged at $6.1 billion for last year, more than triple their five-year standard amounts. The rise is chiefly attributed to significant price hikes for home and car insurance premiums. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission is heeding consumer concerns over affordability while balancing factors such as a reinsurance pool for cyclones. It's clear a comprehensive risk management strategy is becoming vital for both businesses and consumers. High premium costs continue to trouble Australian businesses, forced to cope with rising crime rates. A case in point, a Queensland business owner saw her premium double after several break-ins, even after enhancing security measures. Businesses in crime-prone regions fare worse, facing even steeper hikes. The Insurance Council of Australia acknowledges the nationwide trend. They advise owners to bolster security measures, stay informed about local crime, and explore multiple insurance provider options to find the best fit. Lastly, we circle back to the important requirement of transparency in the insurance world, as illustrated by the hefty $16.8 million fine on Allianz Australia and its subsidiary, AWP Australia. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission found the companies guilty of misleading policyholders about their insurance coverage. This action underscores the indispensable importance of transparency to maintain public trust in the insurance industry. That's all for today's edition of the Weekly Insurance News Wrap. I am Paige Estritori on behalf of Financial Services Online, inviting you for more updates next Tuesday. For further information on personal and business insurance, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay informed and secure.